Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is part two of Rinat's Summer Learning Program, Developing an Ethical Personality, Insights of Rabban Lichtenstein's Hatzal on Pirkei Avos. Last week, we spent time introducing Pirkei Avos in general. We spoke about the audience of Pirkei Avos. We spoke about the fact that Pirkei Avos speaks to Dayanim, professional Dayanim on one hand, and maybe lay people who are all Dayanim on the other hand. We all have to be done the kafzachus. We all have to judge people favorably, and many of the laws of Dayanim apply to everybody. That was a comment of the Rambam spoke about speaking Dayanim. We mentioned the Machzor Vitri, who spoke about Amei Haaretz, that in order to learn the Mesorah can be understood and can be appreciated by scholars by taking a Gemara, taking a Mishnah off the shelf. However, Amei Haaretz, people who are not learned, people who are unschooled and uneducated, they may need something lighter and something that's going to connect, make them feel that they're connected to the Mesorah, give them a little bit of guidance in life. So that's Pirkei Avos, that's the regular people, that's the ordinary people who may not be so learned, and that's why it was incorporated into the Mishnayos, into the Siddur in particular. And as we see through Pirkei Avos, as I mentioned last week, you really have so many Mishnayos. There's such variety in Pirkei Avos, and it's really hard to pinpoint who the audience is. And there are many different topics in Pirkei Avos, and certainly it speaks to everybody. It probably speaks to scholars on the one hand, it speaks to lay people on the other, and in fact, maybe the scholarly people, one edition, may actually need Pirkei Avos more than everybody else, because sometimes scholarship can lead to arrogance, and many of the ethical principles that we find in Pirkei Avos certainly are ideas, thoughts, and some guidance that would be of great value to people who feel that they are greater than others. Tonight we begin a Mishnah. We're going to begin with the second Perek, and we'll probably focus on two words tonight. And that's, if you look at source number one, it's a comment of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, known as Rebbe or Rabbi. And the Mishnah says in source one, Rebbe Omer, Ezo hi derech yishara sheyavor lo ha'adam. Question. What is the derech yishara? What is the path that's yishara, that's straight, and we'll have to define that as well, that a person yavor, like borer means to choose. What derech should a person choose? So that's the question. We'll just give the answer of the Mishnah, and that will probably spend more time either at the end or next time. And the Mishnah says, what path should a person choose in his or her life? Kol shehi tiferes le'oseha, a path that is glorious, of great splendor to the one who is doing it. So if I choose a path, that's going to be tiferes. At least one interpretation means it's something that represents glory for me, but tiferes lo min ha'adam. But it also represents glory for everybody else. Everybody else who's looking at this person, who's choosing this derech, also notices the glory. I give an example. The Mishnah in Shkolim speaks about the fact that the gabai who would enter the mikdash, enter the lishka, the chamber, couldn't come in with pockets or anything that where he could hold any coins. Why? So the Mishnah quotes two psukim. One from Parshas Matos and one from Mishle. Parshas Matos says, V'yisem nikiyim me'Hashem umi Yisrael. We have an obligation to be considered innocent, not only in the eyes of God, but in the eyes of man. It's not sufficient that Hashem knows we haven't done anything wrong. It's our obligation to ensure that other people know we haven't done anything wrong. And then it quotes the pasuk from Mishle, Umitzachein v'seichel tov be'in Elohim v'yadam. You should find favor and grace, not only in Elohim, in God, but Adam, but even man. And that has incorporated a form of that has been incorporated into our benching, given Imitzachein v'seichel tov be'in v'yadam. And that actually, I recall, as I think I was 13 or 14 when my mother's father, my grandfather passed away. And that he was a pillar of integrity, an accountant. The Septimist name was known for people who are really very honest people, people who could go to for guidance, and that's on his matzeif. Can't think of a better pasuk. Umutzachem b'sechel tov b'neilam yadam. Just to be an honest person. So it's not sufficient that it's teferes lo'oseha, that it's glorious for me in the sense that bein adam la'makom, I'm doing the right thing. But it's a derech that teferes lo min ha'adam, that others recognize that this is also teferes. So we're going to spend time tonight focusing on the word derech. Rabbi Lichtenstein made an important point, and that is that when we speak about a derech yeshara, there are really two components. The first component is a derech. Before you even get to Yeshara, before we decide what derech we're taking, the concept of derech is new for many people. The idea that life, there has to be a plan. There has to be a strategy. I'm moving, I'm progressing towards something. So that itself, that's a major step in a person's life. In one respect, that forms the basis of Avodas Hashem. But it's more than just the confines of halacha. I do a mitzvah. So take it. Every Rosh Hashanah I hear the shofar, and Yom Kippur I fast, and on Sukkot I sit in the sukkah and take a lulav. So we all do that. We're trained to do that. That's part of our DNA, right? That we grew up that way. It's Rosh Hashanah, this is what we do, and the Shavuos, this is what we do. We learn. We go to shiur and we stay up all night. Just we're trained to do that. But doing mitzvos is not necessarily finding a derech in life. Now, we have that with our kids. Some of our kids find a derech, and some of them are still looking. So what derech is that? So leave aside religion for a moment. Just the concept of there being a derech. Some of our kids, right, we figure they're 20, 21, 22. At this point, there's got to be a plan. Right? What's the plan exactly? And some of them are not ready. They just don't have a plan. I may learn a little bit, and I may get a job, make a few dollars here. Maybe I'll start dating. Maybe it's not a good idea because I don't have a plan. So just to have a derech, that's an important choice. We have to make. There has to be. That's a derech is really the totality of a person's life. Where am I going? So before we think about religion, before we think about the derech yeshara sheyavor lo ha'adam, the first thing is to think about, do we have a derech in other areas of our lives? So professionally, we think about a person has a certain profession. So a person goes to law school, you take the LSAT, then you get into a law school, and then you work in a law firm, and hopefully you make partner, and that was my derech. There was a plan. I was 18, 19, this was the plan. I'm going to take the LSAT and hopefully get a good score, get into a good law school. Okay, that makes sense. We have a plan, a derech, moving into a community. What's the plan? Well, the plan is I'm going to come into the community. At the very beginning, I'd like to make some friends. I'd like to meet the rabbi. I would like to attend shiurim, hopefully get involved, the chesed opportunities in the shul, the community, there's outreach, maybe I'll be involved with that, there's social action, I'd be involved. So there's a plan. And where I am in another 15, 20 years after moving into a community, could be you moved into a community when you were 20, could be you moved to a community when you were 60. But whatever it is, there is a plan, there is a derech that I see, and I'd like to be somewhere in another 5 years, 10-year plan, 15, 20-year plan, this is where I'd like to be at that point. So that means something. The concept of a derech, we have a pasuk. If you turn over, it's the first parak of Tehillim. Look at source 9. Ashrei ha'ish, fortunate and happy is the person, asher lo halach ba'atzas rishoyim, who has not followed the counsel of evil, of the wicked, uvederech chatoim lo amad, he's not in the derech, in the path, following the direction of sinners, uvemoshav leitzim lo yashav, he doesn't sit among scorners, rather, akim b'saras Hashem chetzo, so he chooses the path of Hashem. Look at Pasuk Vav, ki yodeh Hashem, Zerech tzadikim, Hashem knows very well and takes note of those who are righteous, who find themselves the derech, v'derech rishayim toved, and the derech rishayim, so that they will be destroyed, they will be lost. So, in life, people often stumble in the derech, or along our derech, whatever derech that is, it's a professional derech, it's a social derech, it's a religious derech, we often stumble, and some people are able to manage to put their lives back together, and other people are not. And other people don't even have a strategy to attain whatever goal it is. Maybe they don't have a goal. Sometimes in retrospect, you can sort of connect the dots. Oh, this is where they are in their 60s. Oh, I see the plan. There must have been a plan along the way. We can, in retrospect, figure it out. But prospectively, sometimes there wasn't a plan. And the Pasuk is saying, and the Mishnah is saying, that there has to be a plan. And the plan is going to encompass Yishara, Yashrus, which we'll discuss a little bit later. But the first thing is to get ourselves on a certain path. Problem is that when you use the word derech, so the advantage of mitzvos, of the technical mitzvos that we have, is that we know what we need to do. You have a mitzvah. So I know how to fulfill the mitzvah. If there's a halacha, and the halacha states what I'm supposed to do. And that's how I finish the mitzvah. I said, I did the mitzvah. Yom Kippur is over. I fast. Check. I fasted on Yom Kippur. I heard the lul. I heard the shofar. I listened to all 100 kolos, or 30 kolos, whatever it may be. I fulfilled the mitzvah. I give myself a check. When can I give myself a check on my derech? I have a certain derech. I'm trying to grow. And at what point in my life can I say I have fulfilled that particular goal of being in that derech? Sometimes in our lives we can watch ourselves grow. Sometimes it's easier for someone else to view us as growing. Sometimes our children, they spend time in high school, and then maybe they have to go to Israel, to college. They get married, and we see growth. We see growth as maturity and community involvement and religious growth, and we're able, it's palpable. Almost. But with ourselves, depending on the stage we're at in our lives, and especially because it's us, and it's not, and we're not looking at anybody else, we're just looking, introspectively, so then it's hard to pinpoint, have I reached that goal, and am I on that derech? And am I now veering off the derech? Am I deviating from that derech? So that's the difficulty when it comes to a derech. It's possible that the Mishnah answers our question. If you take a look further in the Mishnah in Source 1, so the next halacha, the Mishnah says, yes, it's a derech that other people see as glorious. It's a derech that I see as teferis for myself. But how do I follow that derech? So it could be, and there are many Mishnais and others that don't follow where each statement in the Mishnah relates to the other. Some Mishnais, the one has nothing to do with the other. And it's an exercise in drush if you want to try to connect them, but they really have no connection. This may be one of those Mishnais. But it's possible that the Mishnah is giving us an inkling as to what we need to do to get ourselves on that derech. And that is, Ve'heve zohir b'mitzvah kala kivach amura. She'ena toyodea matan scharen shel mitzvos. Maybe one of the ways that we're able to choose a derech, to follow a derech, and that's going to be yeshara, is to be sensitive to the fact that there are many mitzvos we need to perform, and to be as careful with a lighter mitzvah, a mitzvah that perhaps doesn't have as strict a punishment than one which is strict. And we can understand somewhat how that relates to a derech versus a particular technical mitzvah. When I'm looking at the mitzvah in its technicality, I say, okay, prohibition, Isser Shabbos, that's terrible. That's an Isser Kares if I'm not warned, and that's an Isser Skila if I am warned, and the same thing is true with Avodah Zarah, that's really bad. Tarfus, it's bad, it's metamtem, it occludes the heart spiritually, but at least it's only a lav, okay, not so bad. So I'm going to choose my derech based on that. So clearly, that's not a derech. A derech means that I'm growing religiously. One of the ways to do that is to look at mitzvos in totality, is to look at a religious, spiritual life of growth as, I want to be a ben or a bat Torah. That's what I want to be. That's who I want to be. Makes no difference what the mitzvah is. I'm not here to calculate a particular mitzvah. its value, its stringency. That's not what a derech is. A derech is looking at all mitzvos as just a path to get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that can be done by understanding that any time a mitzvah comes to my hand, I'll tachmitzena, don't allow it to leaven, don't allow it to go by, and to be zariz in that regard, and recognize that it's a great opportunity, whatever mitzvah that may be. So that's possible that the Mishnah answers the question, but it's possible that it doesn't. The Rambam, however, was no doubt sensitive to this Mishnah, understanding that we have mitzvos that which are technical and how they have to be followed, the shirim of certain mitzvos. If it's food, I have to eat a kezayis of matzah. That's true. How many kolot I have to hear when it comes to the shofar? 9 midorais, which translate as 30. And then there's a completely different approach the Rambam has to what it means to live a life of Torah and mitzvah. So if you take a look at the Rambam in source 2, this is the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. Person does something wrong, so I have to return, I have to repent. Says the Rambam, Kol mitzvah shevat Torah bein asei bein lo sasei. Any mitzvah, so choose whatever mitzvah you like. A positive mitzvah, a negative mitzvah. Im avar adam alachas mehen. You violate one of them, bein mizadon bein mishkaga, whether it's on purpose or it's done inadvertently, kesheyase tshuva v'yoshuv mecheto, when you do tshuva and you repent, chayav lehisvados lefinei hakel baruch hu, you have an obligation of confession. It's a very famous Rambam with his discussion why the Rambam doesn't tell you there's a chiyuv of tshuva. Here it sounds like the chiyuv, the obligation, is confession, is vidui, and tshuva is assumed, but it's not necessarily mitzvah. There's a lot of literature on that. And then he quotes a pasuk. So, I have a mitzvah vidui. How does that work? Pinpoint a mitzvah. You did this mitzvah wrong. You violated this avera. You've been lax in this area of halacha. So you take that mitzvah, you confess whatever that is, and then we erase it. That's how it works. So that's one aspect of tshuva. But that very much speaks to the technical mitzvah in and of itself. And in fact, the Rambam goes on to explain that depending on what the mitzvah is, you have to recognize there are different levels of mitzvahs. There are chamuros. Sometimes you have mitzvahs that tshuva is effective any time of year. Other averos, you need Yom Kippur and tshuva. Other averos, maybe that's not even sufficient. So that's understandable. When we speak about a mitzvah that's kala and a mitzvah that's chamura, that's one aspect of tshuva. And that's what you see in source number 3. Ezuhi tshuva gemura. Person violates something. Now I could do that again, but I separate myself and I don't do it in pnei hatshuva, not for any other, not because I'm not interested, not because I have there's no desire, but because of tshuva I'm not doing this aveira. Lo miira, not because you're afraid. Lo mikishlon kach, not because you're weak. Cakes. That it gives the following example again, a technical aveira. Haresha ba'al isha ba'avera. So this is the real arayos, a married woman. Ula achars manis yachidima. Now after some time, he's secluded in the same room with this woman. So he could v'hu omei ba'havasoba. He still has love for her. Unfortunately, she's prohibited to him. Uvekoach gufo uvnida shavarba. He has the same strength, same desire. He's in the same place. Upiresh below avar, and he separates himself and now doesn't violate the stavera. Zehu bal tshuva gemura. This is a full bal tshuva. Again, a technical mitzvah. How do you perform tshuva? As we know, we repent. We're in the same situation and we're able to repent. Now, it's possible if you look at two lines from the bottom. Vimlo shav elam bimezik nuso ubeisha ef shalom asos mashahaya ose. What if he can't put himself? Now it's years later, he wants to do tshuva for something he did 50 years ago. So now he's not, there's no koach. The woman's may not even be alive anymore. How do you do tshuva for that? Okay, afal pisha ain't a tshuva ma'ula, mo elasi lo bal tshuva. You're also a bal tshuva, doesn't have the same level of tshuva, but you're a bal tshuva. So that's what we would expect Hilchos Tshuva is all about. And yet, you look at the Rambam in Perakei, in Hilchos Tshuva, out of all places, we would think maybe this should be in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. We speak about philosophy, but look what the Rambam speaks about. Rishus L'chol Adam Nisuna. People, we are given the choice. L'hatos Atzmo L'derech Tova. I can incline myself on a good derech, and on a good path, in a proper direction. This is not about a concrete mitzvah. This is not confessing about that. We're moving in a different direction. I can choose to be a tzaddik. It's also your choice. Man is able to choose good from bad. Halacha beis. Those who are nations of the world who are tipshim, who don't understand, varov golme bnei Yisrael, and unfortunately many Jews as well. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu goes there al ha'adam mitchilas briyas ol yisadik ha'rasha. Don't think for a moment that just because there's divine foreknowledge that God decrees this is your nature and this is what you're going to be and that's the end. Ein adavar kein, elo kol adam roi lios tzadik kimo Moshe Rabbeinu, o Rasha Kiravam, o Chacham Osachal. You can be a tzadik like Moshe, you can be a Rasha like your Ravam, you can be wise, a person can choose not to be wise, o Rachman Achzari, you can choose to be compassionate, or you can choose to be cruel. That's our choice. V'chein sh'ar kol adeos. We, when it comes to all other personality traits, these are our choices. The ain lo mishach feu velo gozel. If no one's forcing you, velo mishem moshlo lechem mishehadrachim. No one's drawing you, pulling you in one direction or the other. Elohu me'atzmo midato noter le'ezeh derech sheriyotza. You choose. Klovar ain abori gozer al adam lios tov velo lios ratz. Not Hashem's decree. The kevan shekain hu nimsa zehachotayu v'sidetzatzmo. A sin is your fault. That's our fault. That's our bad choice. We all talk about choices. We make choices. We make choices when it comes to food. Good choices. Good choices. We could choose. We go into the supermarket, so we can make a choice. We go over to the produce section. We could easily go over to the candy section and the cake section. We could walk out of Costco with a lot of a lot of produce. We could walk out with a lot of junk. That's our choice. Some know it's because I have a sweet palate, so that's why I'm always drawn to the chocolate. I was pulling away, and something pulled me to the chocolate. I came home with it, and then I put it in the pantry, and then I left it there. I said, I'm not walking, and then God pulled me over, and He made me turn it over, and I all of a sudden I downed half of the jar. So it's just not so. We have the choice. This is bechira chafshit that we have. Take a look at Halacha Gimel. This is a significant principle. This is a primary principle in Judaism. This is a pillar. The choice is ours. And I made this point, if you remember the Tefillah Shir, so one of my favorite thoughts of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, I don't know if it's in print, but I remember hearing a shiur from him many years ago that he gave in Israel, was quoting this Rambam, V'davar zeh ikar gadol. So even if it's chazara, I've said it in my house a dozen times, it's worth listening to anyway. He asked the question on, take a break from what we're talking about. He asked the question, the Rambam was born on the 14th of Nisan. He likes the number 14. If you look in Moreh Nevuchim, there are mitzvos are categorized. We would think, I don't know, two chukim and mishpatim, maybe three chukim mishpatim and edot. No, mitzvos are categorized into 14 different categories. Right? You could make 15. You could make 13. Rambam, the Yad HaChazaka, the Mishnah Torah is called the Yad HaChazaka. Yad is 14. There are 14 different categories. If you look at them, you could see, you could put Mishpatim and Shoftim together. There are ways to connect them. But he likes the number 14. And then you look in his Perish HaMishnayos in Sanhedrin, and there are how many principles of faith that are incorporated into our animamins and the yigdal. 13, you could, and if you look at them carefully, it's so easy to combine them. You could have made 10, you could have made 16, but it had to be 13. 13, so Rabbi Sacks says there are 14. There are 14 principles of faith. 13 are delineated by the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, 13 Ikarim, and this is the Ikar HaGadol, that's the 14. Why is this the Ikar HaGadol? Why are they separated? Because the 13 principles of faith are the faith that we have to have in Hashem. This Ikar HaGadol, which is Bechira Chavshit, is the faith Hashem has in us. So that's why it's separated. But it's the 14th principle of faith. This is the Ikar HaGadol. So in this context, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. So what's the Rambam telling me? Bechira Chavshit. Why does it have to be in Hilchos Tshuva? That's important for tshuva. And then we move on. Turn over the page. And then another halacha in Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Zayin halacha gimel. Al tomar she'ein tshuva ela me'averos she'esh b'hem maaseh kagon zunus v'gezel g'neiva. Don't think for a moment that there's only tshuva from averos that have a maaseh with this action, like promiscuity and theft, etc. Now, stop for a moment. Stop for a moment. If we were to fill the... Rav Aaron said like this. If we were to fill in the blank, what would you say? Don't think you only have to do tshuva from averot that have a maaseh. You even have to do tshuva from averot that... Exactly, don't have a maaseh, that have a thought, right? That are passive. There are active... Averot, and there are passive averot, plenty of them, valyar valyamatzit, right? A person owns chametz. So it's passive, it's sitting in my house, I have to do tshuva for that as well. Plenty of averot that we have that are passive. I didn't put a makeh on, alo tasim damim veisecha, it's not careful, I'm not taking care of what I need to, I don't have that sensitivity, I'm not being cautious for others, I'm not protecting others, okay, but that's passive. But that's not what he says. He says as follows, just like he has to do tshuva from specific concrete chataim, we have to now be mindful of deot ra'ot, of our personality traits. Here we're speaking about qualities, the totality of human existence, how we relate to others, my own qualities, v'lashuv min hakas, to ensure that I don't get angry, umin ha'eva all the time, to be mindful of that, umin ha'eva, and from animosity for others, umin akina, and from envy, umin ha'hitul, and from just joking around, poking fun, umin redifas hamama, and from materialism, from opulence, the hakavod, and honor, that I'm running after honor, my ego, umiridifas hamachalos, and also in this case, this is a person running after food, also part of materialism, ukayotze bahen, gluttony, min hakol tzorich lachzor b'tshuva. Tshuva is not just about the technicality, the concrete mitzvah and avera. Tshuva is about a bad choice of a derech. How do I know this? Watch what he says. The elu havonot kashim meotan sheish b'hem maaseh. These are worse. These are worse than the one that have the maaseh. Not because they're passive, but because this is the human condition. This is my identity. This is my personality. This is how I interact with other people. Shebizman she'adam nishka be'elu kashu lefrosh behem. Not only is it so negative because it's my personality, how that impacts others and my growth as a human being and a ben or a bat Torah, but it's so difficult. If I had been a little bit, I've been a little bit lax with one area of halacha. Okay, so I strengthen myself. I give myself a little bit of strength, a little bit of courage, and I work on that area. But this is a midah ra'ah. This is a personality trait. It's so difficult. V'chein hu omer, and how do I know? Because the pasuk says Ya'azov Rasha v'gomer. You know what the beauty is? What's the next word? Ya'azov Rasha Darko. Ya'azov Rasha Darko. It's not about an avera. It's about a derech. So the Rasha has to make a decision. Are you willing to change your derech? In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam begins with the technical, concrete mitzvos and averos. No doubt, of course, I have to do tshuva for those. But that's not sufficient. He then, in the middle, in Perek He, tells me, there are areas where free will, the understanding that you have free will, are going to be critical. The fact that I do one thing wrong, I can fix that. Okay, the fact that I have free will to choose, okay, I understand that I need free will for that. But there's a midorah that a person has, there's a derech, I'm deviating from that path. I need to move myself back on that path. That's so difficult, and I say, I can't do it. I get angry too quickly. I'm so envious of others. I get so frustrated. So the Rambam says that I'm so connected to materialism. I can't help it. I like beautiful things. I just constantly spend money. I know it's not Rishkite, but I spend money, and I'm jealous of others, so I have to spend more money. And as this, I went to this wedding, and I realized, oh, I have to, the flowers at that wedding cost what my whole wedding cost. Next wedding we have to make nice, we have to make fancier. I know it's ridiculous, but I can't help it. So do we say that's a person's, that's my personality? I understand when I do an avera, you tell us, don't do the avera, so stay away. So you shouldn't be watching this and going here and reading that. Okay, that I understand, that I can do. But to tell me that's a personality, this is who I am. This person doesn't care about it. He's never jealous of anybody. But I have just jealousy. That's who I am. So the Rambam says, part of Hilchos Tshuva does the understanding of Bechira Chashis. I know they're Kashim, I know it's more difficult. But you absolutely have the free will. You have that choice. I know there's divine foreknowledge, but there's no Gezerah. There's no decree that this is who you are. That can be changed. And therefore the Rambam says, and when we finish Hilchos Tshuva, the last thing, if we're doing a perek, each and every day, that 10th proper of Hilchos Tshuva, before Yom Kippur, the last thing I'm learning towards the end is the derech. Is what derech am I choosing? Ya'azov, Rasha, Darko. It's about the derech. Now, as Rambam, we know, the Rambam is the Baal Halacha. The Rambam is not here to give me, in this context, is not here to give me philosophy. It's not about, it shouldn't be about personalities and the broader totality of the human condition. But here it's critical, because that's part of tshuva, that's part of repentance. Okay. So now, if we turn back for a moment. So, the Mishnah had said, again, Ezu hi derech yishara shevor lahada. So there is another Mishnah that's later in this perek. I know you don't have, some of you have from last week, that's fine. But you, many of us have learned Pirkei Avos, were aware of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had 5 Talmidim. And there he said, Tzu'uru, I want you to go out and see the derech tova sheyidbaka adam. The derech tova, actually some gersos have the word yeshara there as well, but I think most texts have the word tova. That's also a derech that we're looking for. But there it's a little bit different. If you remember some of those talmidim, so you may remember shachein tov, right? And a chaver tov, you're looking for a good friend, and a good neighbor. Lev tov, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is known, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Lev tov, that includes everything. So, that is a derech tova sheyidbak ba'adam. That is a good path. It's a path. It's good, not straight. Sheyidbak, that I should cling to as opposed to choosing. Sheyidbak v'hadam. So what's the difference between the two? So Rabbi Lichtenstein said that the The difference is probably as follows. That Mishnah is giving me the tools as to how to live. How do when it comes to choosing, I have to choose a path. How do I get there? How do I get to that path? So I may need certain tools to get there. It could be a Lev Tov is what I need, and a Chaver Tov is what I need, and a Shachein Tov is what I need. And through all of that, if I have a good neighbor, I have a good friend, socially I'm in the right environment, and I have a good heart, so then I can successfully find my Derech Yeshara. So those are the means to get to the Derech. But here, we're not up to that yet. Here we're choosing the Derech Yeshara. Here it's a person has to choose a Derech. And that's what we're asking. Ezohi Derech Yeshara. So the Derech Yeshara should be something that's Tiferet to you and Tiferet to others. How do I get there? We'll learn that later. But right now I want you to be aware, before we even get to the tools, you have to realize that it's not about mitzvos and averos. It's about finding a derech. And we'll get later on to see how we're going to get to that derech. One other important point is a Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Because the Rav's uncle, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, understood that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is really consistent with the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Hilchos Deos is about personality traits. There's a whole section of Halacha. The laws of Lashon Hara actually are found at the end of Hilchos Deos. So look at source 6. Perek Vav, Halacha Av. Derech Briyaso Shel Adam Liyos Nimshach B'Deosav U'Ma'asav Achareyav V'Achareyav. This is the way a person were created to be drawn through our personalities and our actions, following our friends, people with whom we socialize, and we're knowing like the people in our medina. There's one comment I remember. Charlie Harari said many years ago. I think he spoke in TABC when he made this point. It's a worthwhile point to keep in mind as we also when choosing a derech. He said that when he played high school basketball and his coach, I think they had lost the game, and his coach just saw that he was very upset, and he said, "Listen, Charlie, why do you think great players, when they go out to the court, what do they want to do? What's their goal?" So he says, "Their goal is to win." He says, That's your mistake. Imagine you come out to the court, you're ready to play, and the other team forfeits. And the next game, the other team forfeits. And a whole season, you get the trophy. Every game, there was a forfeit, right? There was a forfeit, and you have a check in the W column. How would you feel? So what I mean? So clearly, the goal is not to play. The goal is not to win. It's to play. Everyone wants to play. So if we don't win, we don't win. We love to win, but the goal is to play. In life, very often, we're trying to win. If I learn 5 minutes more than the two people sitting next to me, then I win. If my Shemona Esrei is 30 seconds longer than the person to my right and to my left, then I win. And that's true if I do one more chesed than my two good friends, then I win. But I'm capable of doing a lot more than that. They may not be. I know my potential. It's not about winning. It's about playing. And when we speak about finding a derech, that's what it is. It's not doing this one mitzvah. And that's the point, is that we are nohei kiminag anshei medina so. I choose to be part of a shul. I choose to be part of a school. I'm in a professional environment. So as long as I maintain a certain level of tzidkut over others, of righteousness, of piety, so I don't cheat as much as the other one does. I just cheat a little bit. You know what this one does? It's crazy. Can't believe it. So we don't live that way. So we very much were so influenced by our environment. L'fikach tzarech adam lehischaber letzadikim v'leishev etzal chachamim. Sit next to people who are going to cause you to strive for to be better. Tamid kidei she'ilmod mimaaseihem, learn from them. V'yisrachek min harishoyim ha'olchim b'choshech kidei she'ilmod mimaaseihem. So often, people, our children are this way, and we're often this way as well. I don't want to be with people who are too good, because then I don't look good. I want to be with people who make me feel like I'm better than they are, and then I can feel good about myself. So the Rambam says that's not the way we should be living. V'omer, Ashrei Ha'ish, what's the Rambam quoting? The first pasuk in Tehillim. We have to go in the derech, right? Ha'olech, we have to go not in the derech chato'im, not in the atzas rishoim, but b'taras Hashem chatzo, the derech tzadikim is what we're obligated and expected to follow. V'chein, im ha'yo b'medina sh'mani yoseh ra'oim, v'ein anshe olchim derech yishara. Look at that, there's the derech yishara. The people are not following the derech yishara. So you have to move. Alright, we certainly can say if it's true then, it's certainly true now. There's nowhere to go. We can't avoid it. Oh, there's deception everywhere. There's sheker everywhere. Because you may be attacked, it's too dangerous to get there. Person's too ill to move. That's the way it is. We should be. And if not, you don't have a choice. You have to socialize. You have to be part of the group. So go out to the caves. Ulukhochim to the thorn bushes. Ulumid baros into the wilderness. Ba'al yanhig atzmo biderech chatan. So the Rambam here speaks about a derech. There's a derech in Hilchos Deos. If there's a derech in Hilchos Deos, and that forms the basis of how I'm supposed to act, and that will facilitate my performance of mitzvos and finding a proper direction in my life, so certainly tshuva has to be a part of it. If I'm not going in the proper derech, so part of my tshuva has to be that way. It's possible I'm going in the proper derech, but I've been lax in certain areas of halacha. That's the beginning of hilchos tshuva. And it could be that I've been careful in certain mitzvos, but I'm just not in a good place right now. I see where I'm going. So I have to be aware of that as well. So that's what the Greeks thought. The Rambam is consistent with the idea of Derech and Hilchos Deos, and therefore in Hilchos Tshuva as well, we have to follow that. And then, if you look at Halacha Zayin, once again, Haroeh Chaveiro Shechata O Shehalach B'Derech Lo Tova. So now, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Deos speaking about the mitzvah of Tochacha. The mitzvah of rebuking others. Hocheach tochiach samisech. A person sees that his friend either sinned, that's A. This is the same duality. One is, I see my friend did something wrong, a concrete technical aveira. Hocheach tochiach samisech. You saw that they did something wrong during davening. You saw that they dropped their tefillin, and they don't know the halacha about fasting or giving stuck or what have you. You someone embarrass someone, whatever it may be, tochacha. And then there's another aspect of tochacha. O shahalach b'derech lo tova, or he has gone on a derech lo tova. In fact, there's actually there are different girsaot of this Rambam, because there are those who read it as Holech b'derech lo tova, as opposed to halach, which is important because the mitzvah of tochacha may apply. There's a question when the mitzvah of tochacha applies after the fact. Someone does something wrong, now I have an obligation to rebuke them. Or even prior to them doing something wrong, I'm supposed to be mochiach so they don't do something wrong. Because one could have argued, that's not tochacha. They haven't done anything wrong yet. That's not rebuking someone. You can't rebuke someone until they do something wrong. So where do I have an obligation to protect someone when they're about to do something wrong? So that's a question whether it's halach or holech. Mitzvah, the Rambam continues, lahachziru lemutov. Ulahudio shehu chote alatzmo b'masav aroyim shenamar hocheach tochiach esamisecha. Here too, I have an obligation. There are two tracks here. Two tracks. One is that I have the obligation to give b'mochiach for a technical mitzvah, and then for a derech. And they've deviated from that path. I want to bring them back onto that path. And that's my obligation. How do I do that? The third line in the middle, the daber lo benachas, lashon rakah. Of course, we have to do it in a pleasant way. Soft spoken, v'yodiyo, she'en ol omer lo elo tova. So it's only for your good. In kibel mimenu mutav. So if not, you have to do it a second time and a third time until he smacks you. And he says, that's enough. The Gemara has a three of machlokas. At what point you can stop your tochachet? Yeah.
The word chaveiro. Is it literally a friend that somebody knows, another human being? Is it
right? Very often
using that word specifically because it's somebody who you have a connection with.
Right.
You should be doing it, or is it you see somebody who's doing an avera, you should say something.
Right. So it may be chavero. Sometimes chavero is used just in general. Even the Torah uses when we speak about amikecha or what have you. And other times it's specific. The Gemara says actually the Amoraim in Maseches Erchim, which we're learning in Daf Yomi. After it speaks about the mitzvah of tochacha, it then says, I'm not sure if we can find anyone today who can accept tochacha. And then another comment. I'm not sure if we can find anyone today who can give tochacha. So what does that mean? So it may mean that we can't. And it could be that's critical. That if it's a friend, someone who may listen, so then it would be worthwhile. And if not, maybe not. And then he concludes, all right, until he's v'chol she'efter b'yadolim chos ve'ino mochev, you have the ability to protest and I don't, who nit pas v'avon, that's your avir. So the Griz asked the following question. The Yitzchak Zev Shalabetchik said, where did the Rambam get this halacha from? Hocheach tochich asam yisecha is about an avir. Someone does something wrong. That's a technical avir. So I have to be mochiach. Where do I know that someone who's involved in improper behavior, there's a derech, I see that they're on a wrong path, that becomes tochacha. What do I say to them? Why is that tochacha? Tochacha is, you do this wrong, you know, that's not allowed. This is how it's supposed to be done. Someone's on the wrong path, what do I say? Where do we learn that from? See, it says the Rambam found this in Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph. And we know this story. Take a look at source 7. Amar Rav Hamnuna. Kama hilchusa gevarta iko lemishma mehani kroy dechana. First parak in Shmuel. Look at all of the great laws that can be derived from the story of Chana. Number one, the Chana himin daberes aliba. The kindliness palo shetzorach sheichavin liba. Aliba means she had kavana. Raks of haseha naos. Mikan lemis palo sheyachtoch bisvasav. Can't be thinking, our lips have to be moved. The kololo is shamea, however, we didn't hear a voice. Mikan sha'asu lahagbiya kolob. It's filoso during Shmon Esrei, where we daven silent. Vayach shavea elu lishikora. Eli thought she was intoxicated. Mikan sheshikor asu his palel. And I'll let it daven if you're intoxicated. Vayomer elea eli adma saitish takorin. Amar Rabbi Elazar, mikan leroe bechaveiro davar she'eno hagun tzorach lahochicha. I ask you the following question: do I need Rabbi Elazar and Amora in Gemara Brachos to tell me that if my friend is doing something not hagun, improper, I see now they're getting drunk and now they're more drunk this time, and this is not good. This is really going to bring them just in the wrong. They're going to be in the wrong place. Very, very soon. Do I need him to tell me that when it comes to a technical avera, that there's a mitzvah of tochacha? So the answer is no. That's the Chumash says that. Hocheach tochich asam yisecha. What is the Gemara here teaching us? If I see someone's doing something eino hagun, it's not proper. What does it mean that someone's drunk? So you say, you could say, well, technically speaking, you're not allowed to daven when you're drunk. That's not the issue. I don't need Rabbi Elazar to tell me a technical halacha is included in Hokeach Tochiach. I need him to tell me if someone is doing something that's not hagun. I have to intervene. That's the duality of hocheach tochiach. There's A, the mitzvah, and B, there's the derech. So once again, we see in the Mishnah, we see the concept of derech, we see the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva divides Tshuva into the technical mitzvos and averos for which I have to repent, and then the derech, which I know I have, which is more difficult, but I have free will, I can do it. I see it in the area as well, in Hilchos Deos, that's part of the personality trait. A person has to choose a derech, I have to be in the context of the right people, I have to live amongst the right people, my environment has to be one in which will ennoble my soul, my spiritual growth, and then I see even in the midst of tochacha. Tochacha is about technical mitzvos, tochacha is about a derech. It's about guiding someone when I see that they're moving, they're deviating from that derech, that becomes my responsibility as well. So, one of the things when we mention derech, just the couple of minutes we have, is at least to break ground on what yeshara means. What does yeshara mean? So, yeshara can mean, it sort of has like a mixed reputation. When we think of word, for someone straight and narrow. They're innocent. Someone is, sometimes there's naivete sometimes. Person's innocent and they're completely unaware of what's going on. They're very straight. Maybe they're lacking in creativity and sophistication. They're so yashar. There's no excitement. I don't like people who are yashar. They're just such goody-goodies. And they have no personality. Sometimes we look at yashar, we look at yashrus in such a way. Someone who's who lives, you know, almost with blinders. They're not even aware of what's going on around them. That's not the yashara that we're comfortable with. That's a person who's so narrow-minded. To be on the straight and narrow and not to be have any exposure to life and living, that's not the yeshara we're looking for. Is that true? Ezohish derech yeshara sheyavur lo ha'adam. Is that going to be tiferet lo oseha and tiferet lo me'amin ha'adam? Not so sure. Not so impressed with such people. But there's more to yeshara. Yeshara is a personality type. Yeshara means a level of integrity. Yeshara means that a person has the noble quality of not only being honest. Honest means that a person doesn't cheat, a person doesn't lie. Those are technicalities. Integrity means a person is suffused with growth, with seeking the truth, wherever he or she may be, that it bothers them when people are not honest. That's a derech yeshara. That's finding a derech. Everyone has to find a derech, but that is what yashrus is all about. So that's if I have, it's not. I express that through my actions, but I live by that. It's not sufficient that I do this mitzvah, I don't do this aveira. That may be honesty, but integrity is the whole person, is the personality. And that's the derech yeshara that we're looking for. Where do we see the concept of yashrus? So if you take a look at source number 10, levad re'ezeh matzas yasher asoh elokim es ha'adam yashar. There, the Rishonim, we know philosophers debate whether a person is really made yashar. Koheles claims that God made man yashar. That this is, although we say on the one hand, ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min urav, that's true. Ra min urav may mean because of yetzer hara that we have, because the nachash hakadmoni came, he is the yetzer hara in the physical sense. But man is made yashar. We've deviated from that path. Person can deviate from a path physically, that doesn't have a negative connotation, but someone who's devious, that has a different connotation. That's someone who should be on a certain path of the straight and narrow with integrity, and person, unfortunately, who's deviated for a variety of reasons. A person is made yashar. But what does man do in that pasuk? Vehema v'kshu chishvonos ravim. We are looking for literally all different types of calculations. So Rav Lichtenstein pointed out that chishvonos is plural for a reason. Because there are so many competing ideals in life. There's so much we're looking at, so much that's competing with the life of Yashrus in the society around us, that there are many chishvonot, many calculations that we look towards. Unfortunately, we often lose that battle. He spoke about people are looking for fancy footwork. He said it's not only on the basketball court. Fancy footwork in the economic sphere and the political sphere, the social sphere, we're looking for that. And that's unfortunately that ruins our personality and takes us off the derech that we're supposed to be. Honest and straightforward is not exciting for many people. That doesn't give me the kavod that I'm seeking. And those are the chishvonot rabim. Unfortunately, those qualities and those characteristics bring me off that derech. Those calculations, unfortunately, bring people to deviate from that particular derech. The pasuk in source number 11, Vasisa Yashrav HaTov, we're running out of time, but this is the Ramban's famous idea, the right and the good. A person has to, the Torah is not going to tell you every mitzvah and aveira. If you look at the second paragraph, v'ze inyan gadol in source 12, l'vishei afshar lahazkir b'torah kol hanagod adam m'shecheina v'reyav v'chol maso matano, I can't tell you everything you have to do. You have to figure that out. V'asisa hayashar, what is straight, what is proper, what makes you the pillar of integrity, what's honest, decide. Very often we have to figure out what's the ratzon Hashem in this particular situation. That's obviously the imperative of the Torah in this context. The Torah is imposing certain standards on us. And we should have that sensitivity as a holy people to understand wherever we're living, if it's in the political sphere, the social sphere, whatever it may be, the idea of asisa hayashar v'hatov, to do what's right and good, very often is not going to have a particular halachic standard. But it's something that we can be sensitive to if we're finding a particular derech. Finally, if you look back at source number 8, we see that the Ramban himself found one other area in which to apply the concept of derech, when it comes to following a person who's not hagun, who is hagun, hocheach tochich hasamisecha, we have the obligation to rebuke others not only for a particular aveira, but for a derech that we see them moving, deviating from that path. That's not only when it comes to the derech as we speak about in Hilchos Deos, but in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Look what it says: Ein melamdin Torah el Talmud hagun no'ev ma'asav. We teach Torah to a student who's of proper behavior, who's a mensch. Olatam, a person who's simple, unblemished. Avlim haya holech biderech lo tova, machzirin oso lemutav umanhigim oso biderech yeshara. Who needs a derech yeshara? The student does. The student, before I can teach him Torah, before I can teach a pasuk in Chumash, a Mishnah, a piece of Gemara, the Talmud has to be biderech yeshara, derech eretz kadma v'Torah. Ubotkin oso, we check him. If you are Hagun, we're familiar with this of Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, you did not do this, Rabbi Gamliel did do this. You check a person if Tocho Kivaro, then they can enter the mitzvah. First be a mensch, and then we're ready to teach you. Umelam dinosa. Vechein harav. You think it only applies to the students? No. In fact, it probably more applies to the teacher, him or herself. Vechein harav. She'eino holech biderech tova. The Rav, the Rabbi, the teacher is not going on the proper derech. I couldn't care less how much you know. I don't care that you know Shas Ba'al Peh. Makes no difference to me. And people need such a person. This rabbi, this teacher, has to be on the proper derech. Find yourself, Rebbe says, Sheyavor lo derech yishara. Tiferes lo osea, v'tiferes lo ben adam. Don't bother walking into the school building. The child shouldn't be there if he's not b'derech yishara. If he's not listening, we can't guide him. That may be reason for dismissal. But it's no doubt it's dismissal for the teacher, for the Rebbe. She'namar ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das, a Gemara discussed in Maseches Chagiga. Ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das, literally the lips of the kohen shall guard knowledge, the Torah yivakshu mipiu ki malach Hashem tzvakosu. What's the connection between Torah we shall seek from his mouth because he is an angel of God? If the rabbi, if he's like a malach Hashem, he's someone who's hagun, he's someone of proper behavior, he's in b'derech yishara, he's following the first Mishnah in Perkei Avos, then you can seek his Torah. Im lav, al yivakshu Torah mipiu. And if not, don't bother learning anything. The Torah is worthless. The Torah is worthless. So we see from the Rambam followed this. The Rambam knew this Mishnah very well. This applies to the laws of tshuva. It applies to our personality, hilchos deyos. It applies to hokeach tochicha samisecha, and applies to Talmud Torah. And maybe this is the most sensitive of all the topics. When we think about the duality of the particular mitzvos and Torah that we study, the technicalities, very important. But prior to that has to be a derech. And every person has to choose. If we're choosing a derech in our professional lives, in our social lives, we have to choose a derech in our religious lives. And there has to be a progression. Where am I going to be in 5 years, in 10 years from now? Where is that derech going to take me? If I chose that, I know there's a derech, there's a progression in other aspects of my life. There must be a progression in my religious life. Not only doing the mitzvahs, this holiday happened and Shabbos is here, I'm doing this mitzvah. No, there's a derech. Somehow, it's part of my personality to be a ben or a bat Torah, to grow and find that derech, and that derech has to be yishara. If it's not yishara, so we're not in a good place. And if it's not yishara, so then our children who are not b'derech yishara are not ready to learn, and certainly our teachers are not ready to teach. Wish you all a good evening.